At this time, I'd like you to get your Bibles and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30, to verses 7, 8, and 9 this evening as we consider the theme of Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9. Let's again give our careful attention to God's Word tonight. Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. That is the word of God. With the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, we make the transition from the first half of the Lord's Prayer, which dealt primarily with God and His glory. In other words, His name, that His name would be honored, that His kingdom would increasingly be established, and that His will would increasingly be done on earth as it is in heaven. We make a transition from those first three petitions to the second half of the Lord's Prayer, which now deals primarily with us and our needs. And we might, there's multiple ways to do it. We might summarize the final three petitions as dealing with food, forgiveness, and freedom. That is freedom from the power of evil. Or we could say that they deal with our sustenance, our sin, and our struggle with Satan. No matter how we might though organize or summarize the final three petitions, these three petitions clearly deal with our daily needs, and they deal with our lives as pilgrim travelers on our way to our heavenly inheritance. Indeed, each of the last three petitions of the Lord's Prayer underscore and they make very clear to us what we might call our constant and our comprehensive dependence upon God for everything in our lives. In other words, it deals with both our salvation and our daily sustenance. The passage before us this evening is Agar's prayer. And we don't know a lot about Agar, and we don't know a lot about him definitively, other than the very few things we have from God's Word about him. And what we know about him is that Agar was a divinely inspired man of wisdom whose oracle is recorded for us here in chapter 30 of the book of Proverbs. Agar is known for both his wisdom, but also his humility. Indeed, you might notice as the chapter begins, he confesses that he doesn't even understand the ways of men. He can't understand man. And therefore, how can he ever understand the mind of God? He in a sense, puts himself in the right place. Really, the story of Agar is that his seeking after wisdom has left him humble and has left him acknowledging that he still needs to wonder at things in this world. He still needs himself to be taught, and he still needs to learn more and more about God and His ways. The final verses of the chapter are really a really beautiful part of the book of Proverbs. They're his wise statements of wonder at how things work in this world. And those final Proverbs there that come in the end of chapter 30, they really capture both his wisdom and his humility. But the section that is our text this evening is his prayer that acknowledges his need for God to take care of him and for God to wisely parcel out the daily necessities of his life. Indeed, it can be seen as something of, and that this prayer of Agar can be seen as something of an expansion, or maybe chronologically it would be better to say it's something of a background to the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. If you have your bulletin before you tonight, I have the 104th question of our catechism reproduced for you there. And our catechism is very helpful in getting at the core matter of the fourth petition. And it actually uses our text as part of the biblical support for the answer that it gives. Question 104 asks this question and answers it this way. What do we pray for in the fourth petition? The answer in the fourth petition, which is, give us this day our daily bread, we pray that of God's free gift, we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy his blessing with them. Well, tonight we're going to briefly consider just two points, the good things of this life and enjoying them with his blessing. And so let's first consider tonight the good things of this life. It is the case that mankind and we are both flesh and spirit. We are both soul and body. Our needs are neither entirely spiritual, nor are they entirely physical, and therefore we must seek God for the satisfaction of all of our needs arising from both of these realities about ourselves. We need to seek God for both our bodily needs and our spiritual needs. And as we should expect, this is exactly what we have here in the Lord's Prayer. In other words, Jesus isn't teaching us to pray for things only concerning our spiritual life. Jesus is not calling us to only pray for sort of like otherworldly things, things of an otherworldly nature. He teaches us here that our physical bodies actually matter, and that we should give God, we should be seeking God even for what is considered to be the everyday, the mundane, the earthly concerns of our lives. But it's here, I want you to notice that Agar's prayer is shown to be very wise. He's praying that God would give him neither too much nor too little of the necessities of life. And his reasoning is absolutely right on. When we have a lot, when we have too much, we tend to not feel as acutely as we should our need and our dependency on God each day of our life. In fact, the Lord foresaw this, and he warned his people about it in Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'd like you to turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8 for a moment this evening. Deuteronomy chapter 8, we're going to begin our reading in verse 11 and read through verse 20 together. The Lord foresaw that this would be the case with his people, and so he warned against it, that we might have too much and forget the Lord. Moses writes, "Take care lest you forget the Lord, your God, by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do good, to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. So Agar is really praying here according to the word of God. When he says, don't give me too much so that I forget you and so that I think that I don't need you, nor give me too little that I'm tempted to take things into my own hands and steal something and profane your name that I bear. And congregation, this is a great prayer that we should be praying, and we should be thinking about these things as we pray the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. An adequate portion of the good and necessary things of this life. That's what we're praying for when we pray, give us this day our daily bread. This then brings us to consider, secondly, this evening that we are also to be praying that we would be enjoying them with God's blessing. That we have an adequate portion of the good things of this life and that we would be enabled to enjoy them with God's blessing. We are not in a relationship with a God who is miserly and merely wants us to have the very least that is necessary to make it through this life. Rather, we serve and we love and we are in relationship with a God who desires us to delight in Him and the blessings that He grants to us. Now, this is not a plea at all for some kind of health and wealth type of a gospel or false gospel, but rather it is a call to thankfulness and contentment. It's a call to thankfulness and contentment. True happiness and true contentment is never based upon a certain quantity of stuff. You don't reach a certain amount of things and then you're happy and then you're content. Rather, true happiness and contentment is based upon a thankful acknowledgement and trust in God's wisdom as He has determined our lots in life. The writer to the Hebrews calls us to, this is Hebrews 13:5, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Love, it's actually love between parties that ultimately determines our acceptance and contentment of the gifts we receive. Think about it, those of you who are parents, how much you delight in, say, the homemade little art project that your child gives to you. You love that and you're very content with that. You don't, maybe you want you would love to have a car or something very expensive, but you love that gift. You love that gift because of the relationship with the one who gave it to you. And when we realize this, that the love between parties ultimately determines our acceptance and contentment of the gifts that we receive, when we realize that all that we have is a gift of God's grace, that actually changes our attitude towards the things that we either have or we don't have. That enables us to say, God loves me, and therefore He has given this to me. And this is a blessing and a gift of His grace to me. And so when we pray that we might enjoy the good things of this life with His blessing, we are praying that we would actually see in the things that He gives us, we would actually be able to discern in the very things we have, those necessities of this life, that we might see His fatherly love being expressed in what He has given to us and be thankful for it. And we should find comfort and nourishment and happiness in the things that He has granted to us. In fact, there's something more that needs to be noted here, but which also needs to be handled, I think, with great care. And that is that we should see that there is, and again, I want to be careful when I make this statement, we should see that there is something of an actual right that we have. There is a right that is alluded to in this petition. Give us this day our daily bread. Though we must be careful, we nonetheless need to recognize that by His grace, in other words, exactly what our catechism says, that of God's free gift, because of our union with Christ and He being our righteousness, we can actually say that we have something of a covenantal right, and we have a basis, a biblical basis, enabling us to actually ask for our daily bread. Let me try to back this up very briefly from Scripture. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, who despises the gain of oppressions, who shakes his hand lest they hold a bribe, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking on evil, he will dwell on the heights. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. His bread will be given to him. His water will be sure. And maybe more familiar to us is Psalm 37, David's words in Psalm 37. I have been young, and now I am old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. It's hard to be definitive here. And we are not saying that a Christian will never be afflicted with a lack of food, clothing, or shelter. But I think that we can say that there is a biblical and covenantal basis upon which to plead with the Lord for our daily sustenance and necessities. Because infinitely more than any earthly father, we know the character of God, and God desires to give good gifts to us and to take care of us, His children. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things? And therefore, because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and because of our union with Jesus Christ, because of that righteousness that has been imputed to us, we have a grand invitation to ask Him daily for our earthly needs, and a great basis upon which to expect that He desires to bless us and enable us to enjoy an adequate portion of the good things of this life with His blessing. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, again, we have noted it much today, but it is a singular privilege to be able to call out to you in prayer as our Father, and to again be reminded of the reality that we indeed are your children by adoption, that you have made us the children of God. We are objects of your love and your care. And we thank you that you have called us to cry out to you daily for our needs, our food, our clothing, our shelter. And you have given us great and broad and a solid foundation upon which to believe and expect that you will hear us and you will give us those things that we ask. Father, thank you for loving us this way. And we do join Agar in praying that you would give us what is necessary, but not too much, so that we would forget you, that we would neglect to come to you daily, seeking you for our daily bread, but also that you would not give us too little, that we would fall into temptation and take matters into our own hands and profane the name that we bear from you. And so, Father, we pray that you would help us to trust you each day. We pray that you would bring us daily before you to plead with you that you might provide for us. We pray that each time we sit at a meal, each time we enjoy some good thing of this life with your blessing, that we might take a moment and pause and acknowledge your goodness and your hand in giving that good gift to us. Father, make us a content and a thankful people who are happy with and who see it as an expression of your grace and love and kindness to us, that we are happy with the lot that you have chosen for us. Lord, we do offer this prayer up to you and ask these things to you, our Father. And we ask them in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.